The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Dolling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Yeah, actually, most of those people aren't here. It's just Diana and I right now.
What up?
Hey,
Kareem. We still do whatever the fuck we can. Or wait, what? Want? Because we can.
Because we do things because we can.
Thinking is hard.
Because we can. Kareem is on his way. He'll be in a little bit. Sam is working a late shift this week, so he will not be joining us at all. Coming up on the show today, and by the way, thanks for hanging with us for the week off last week. Lots of people out and about, and there was some illness and such, so figured rather than tax us even more, we'd just give you some classic episodes. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about Eddie Murphy not wanting to do the Bill Cosby impression on the SNL 40, Kanye's new video game, Krispy Kreme in the United Kingdom is really, really sorry for something, and Vanilla Ice. Remember Vanilla Ice?
How the fuck is he still relevant?
Well, he got arrested.
Why is he like...
He's got a reality. He had a reality TV show.
Oh, man. Sometimes I feel like all you need is that one thing, and you just have to look marketable, and then that's it.
Well,
set.
Once people know who you are, then you do have a marketability. That's the thing. And
so I should make a sex tape.
That's one way. that's what Kim Kardashian did. That was her way of doing it. But we got all that going on. So Kareem will be joining us in a little bit. I want to thank everybody who's been shopping on Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. I do appreciate it. It's a great way to help support the show. Just had to re-up another year of web hosting, so that was a bill that had to be paid. So every time you shop on Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, it helps support the show, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. It's how we continue to bring you free shows every week. Like the Well Hung podcast and this show. So on a normal week, we'll give you three free shows, and that's like 2.5 hours of entertainment free. So all we ask is if you're going to shop on Amazon anyway, to go through our site, and because it doesn't cost anything. So I think that's the least you can do, right?
I think that's like the first legitimate free thing, because a lot of like comedy shows and stuff, they're like, it's a free show, you don't have to pay for tickets, but because the venue is staying open, they want you to buy one item, but they don't tell you.
Oh, yeah. Well, we want you to buy one item or, oh, hey, the get-in was free, but donate anything you want on the way out. No, we're free. We're not going to charge. I made a promise when we started the show that I'm not gonna charge for the show. And I come from a radio background where you turn on the radio and there's free radio there. So that's what we're going to do. I mean, it's on the website. It's on Stitcher. If you use the Stitcher app, it's on iTunes. You can download it, play it. Stream it, whatever you want, and it's free. And not only is it free, we are on show number 282.
That is insane. What are we going to do for like the 300?
I don't know yet. I'm open for suggestions. Maybe we'll bring back hosts from the past.
Oh, shit. And it could be like, this is Sparta. Okay.
We may do it. We may just do it.
I just came from Vegas, okay? I hung out in Caesar's Palace.
We'll just do it in loincloths is how we'll do it.
That's exactly. It won't be streaming. We can do a live stream of that.
But here's the thing. If you go to NateDarlingShow.com and you search, you can go back and listen to the first show. Every show is on the website.
Damn.
And a lot of shows, even free shows, if you want the old shows, if you want to go back, they charge you for that, like Adam Carolla. His show is free. He's got 5 free Adam Carolla shows every week, but he also has shows that he sells. And if you want to have an archive back to the old shows, and granted, it's a different show. He's a celebrity, and we're not. But if you want the archive there, you got to pay for the archive. Our archive is free, so that's why we ask for the Amazon, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, because if you're going to shop anyway and you want to get me some gifts, that's fine, too.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You should do like the porn stars do, or just make your wish list on Amazon. Because you can do that. You can make an Amazon.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You can make an Amazon wish list, and then you can share the wish list. so that your fans and admirers can buy you things from your wish list.
Oh my
God. That's one of the things that porn stars do.
What?
Yeah. They will go, you know, if someone wants to buy me this lovely purse, here's the link on Amazon, and you can just go to the wish list and go boop, and you pay for it, and the purse gets mailed off to the porn star.
But what is the person is just happy knowing that they made the porn star happy?
Yes,
that's so interesting.
It's mostly like women who have do live cam shows like that. I heard somebody talking about
that
it.
That makes sense.
They're people who interact, so they feel like, oh, I have a relationship with this person.
Oh God, that's so smart.
You do.
I need to do that.
They show you their boobs and their hoo-ha. And you send them money and things. That's the relationship.
Sometimes I feel like my parents didn't prepare me properly to be a lady.
I don't know that lady's the proper term. Lady of the evening.
Not properly using my assets to their full advantage.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you want to if you want to expose the rack, you've got the opportunity to do that. And we talked about, if you want a full breakdown of Diana in Vegas, listen to the Well Hung podcast coming up on Monday. But for everybody here, you went to Vegas last week.
Yep, Sparknose version. I went to Vegas for the Lady Satellite, the World Series comedy.
Let's talk about, instead of talking about the Vegas part of it, you left us for a couple of weeks, and you went to a few different places. You're like, I need to go get stage time in other places and do things more important than this show.
That's pretty much the exact wording I used. I'm not even being an asshole about it. That's exactly the wording that I used.
So tell us where you were for those.
I have to look at my calendar because, kind of a big deal. I was in San Francisco, and then I was in Vacaville.
Vacaville. Wow.
Yeah, that was so much fun. I mean, the venue, I'm going to put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
The producer of the show is very nice, and the venue is very nice.
Okay.
And so San Francisco was a lot of fun. I love performing in the city. And I wanted to get prepared for Vegas just because I'm not really comfortable about who I am with who I am on stage. So I thought the stage show would help, which I think it did. But I'm at a position where I can't say no to stage time just because I need that exposure. But Vegas was... I got to hang out with the Real Housewives of Rio Linda.
Okay.
That was basically my Vegas trip. And so I can die happy now.
Okay.
I was their groupie before I started comedy. So to be able to hang out with them and call them friends is kind of a really amazing experience for me. So that's really happy about that.
And congratulations to Cheryl the Soccer Mom for winning the competition.
Representing Sactown, Mactown. That's so crazy though. It was the Sacramento, basically NorCal hella represented. There's three or four comics from the Bay that came up. And then Sacramento, we had four or five people.
Okay.
So, and only 40 got in to the satellite. So that's a pretty good number for Northern California.
Yeah.
So come out and support local comedy because there is a reason why we got in.
And even if you don't live in Sacramento, Northern California, get out and support local comedy because you never know who you might see.
Exactly. Who knows? When you were saying about Adam Carolla is a celebrity and he has his podcast and he charges or whatever, you don't know who people are going to be in 5-10 years.
Well, that's the other thing is if you find somebody that you really like and you identify with, comedy's not like it used to be. You can get a lot of material from people who, people who have podcasts. Mm-hmm. So, you're like, well, I can't say no to stage time, but you're doing 2.5 hours of shows here every week that you kind of discount that. But that's a lot of Diana Hong to grab onto.
Yeah, it is. It's different. I think I get a lot. It's doing this podcast thing has definitely helped. And it's weird because people ask me about, because I don't do a lot of open mics.
Right.
And so...
because they're terrible. I hate open mics.
It's so much.
I hate them so much.
It's not something that I love doing. Sometimes it could be fun, but for the most part, I'd rather be doing this. So it helps you. It definitely helps to do something. And this is a lot of talking and a lot of thinking on the spot. So this is great. You learn a lot.
And people get to know you a little bit more. Because people only get to know you a little bit when you're doing a set on stage.
Mm-hmm.
In this format, people get to know us a little bit more and kind of where our sensibilities lie and kind of what we actually think about stuff.
Yeah, I think this is, I like this more because I feel like I can be more me. So when you're, if you listen to the Warhol podcast, because Nate called me out about the difference between Facebook Diana and in-person Diana.
It's true.
It's when you see me in-person Diana is different than Facebook Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Me podcast Diana is definitely like, I think this is who I actually really am. But when I'm in public after shows too, I'm like, I feel like I try to be more of an extrovert because I appreciate people coming out. And I feel like it's my job and one of the duties to like go out and thank people for taking their time.
Yeah.
Because without them, I'm obviously like without people listening to this, we wouldn't be doing this. There wouldn't be any point.
Exactly.
So.
It would be masturbation.
Exactly. That's verbal masturbation. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a lot different. But when I'm here, this is who I am really. But if we had an audience here, I would probably be like way more different because I feel like I need to. And so it's a nice thing to finally be me and who I am and have people see who I am.
Yeah. It's sort of a full picture thing. Yeah. So, let's see what, so you went to Vegas, I bought a car. it was one of those things I've been thinking about it for a while. And just one day I decided, you know, I want to pre-apply for financing, see what happens. And I'll pre-apply for way more than I need to buy the car I want. And I got approved at a really great at a really great interest rate. I wasn't surprised that I was approved. Excuse me. The interest rate was just really, really good. So that was Thursday morning. By Thursday evening, I had a new car. It happened that quickly.
Wow. So did you like shop around or you just kind of?
Well, I knew what I wanted for a car. I knew I had a 2007 Fit and I knew I wanted a 2015 Fit and I knew what trim model I wanted. Ultimately, what I ended up doing was I did a little research on TrueCar.com to find out what they were selling for new. So I knew the range. I knew there wasn't a lot of profit margin. So it was going to come down to how much I could get for my trade. And then I went through the Costco Auto Buyers program first and that goes to a certain dealership. I'm not going to mention which one because I didn't end up making a deal with them. And they were fine. I just didn't think they offered me quite enough for my trade-in. So I walked away knowing I could go back.
Yeah.
And then I went to the other dealership, Mel Rapton Honda, which is where I bought my first Honda. Because the last time I was in there with a service thing, their service guys were really stand-up dudes about a couple of little things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? Their service guys were really stand up. I'm going to give them a chance to earn my business. So I was talking with a sales guy and he was really cool. And after I walked away from the deal at the first place, I went there and it was a nightmare to get there because traffic was a fucking bitch. God, I hate traffic here.
What day was it?
It was a Thursday. There aren't enough people in Sacramento to be that much.
I always wondered
traffic.
That. How the fuck that happened? Because there's a lot.
It's crazy. Kareem just walked in, so joining us for the show. Welcome, sir.
Hi.
Hey.
So I'm in the middle of talking about how I bought a car last week.
Oh yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. So yeah, I ended up going in and they finally after much negotiating got the trade-in level to where I needed it to be and we made a deal. And even with the pre-approved financing, even with the agreed upon price because they were going to match the Costco price. With all the negotiating and all the paper signing, it was still 3 hours in the dealership.
Wow.
3 hours. They close at 9. I drove off at 9:45.
That's so insane.
I thought you were going to say 10:30.
No, there were still people there, though.
Oh, my God. They, like, one of the things about, I actually thought about doing a career in car sales after Nordstrom.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do it. That's, like, so much, like, because everyone knows. That's one of the stereotypes of car salesmen is, like, you got to haggle. And
well,
negotiate.
The salesperson isn't the one who's necessarily haggling. They go to the haggler who's like, well, I can give you this much. And their first offer for my car was $1,500 less than the number I walked away from.
Of course.
And I was like, hey, dude, I walked away from this amount of money and I'm not going to make that deal. He goes, well, what would it take? And I told him and he goes, well, we can't get there. And he went up by like $500. I go, no. And I'm like, look. this is a business transaction. If the numbers don't work, the numbers don't work, that's fine. I'm happy to get in my car and drive away with no hard feelings. And he did not want me to drive away in my car.
Of course not. So. Of course not. No, they just have to, they know, like people, they know and you know, and it's like a really weird, like, because when I worked at Nordstrom, like, the price is the price. I can't do anything.
Right.
But with cars, it's like, that's never the price.
No, the price.
Because what they're thinking about is how much of their commission they're going to lose.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, they know, they
well,
see
and,
it.
And that wasn't even it, because they price matched the Costco price. So they, and there's not a huge margin on the car. It was all about the trade-in and how much they were going to give me for my trade-in. So I was able.
3.5 hours.
I was able to get them up to where I needed them to be, and we made the deal. So.
Did you guys go off and get, you're like, hey, can we take like a dinner break real quick and then come back to this?
No, because I wanted to get done.
3.5 hours.
Done.
Man.
And when I finally said, you know what, because I had test driven the car at the other dealership, and I'm like, you know what, I need to drive that car before I'm going to say yes. Because I'm talking about, you know, 5-6 years of payments.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get in the car, you get in the car and drive off, and you're like, well, this thing knocks like a son of a bitch. It's no good. But that was that. And you're like, all right, we got a deal. We're great. And then they bring you back to the finance guy.
Oh, God.
And it's so many pages of papers to sign and initial and
like
sign.
Like joining the military.
Oh.
Do you read all of them?
No. They're all standard forms. I mean, basically, all you need to know is how much you're paying, how much your trade-in was, how much your what your percentage rate is, and what your monthly payments are going to be, and how long, and it's all standard forms. I mean, you go to if you're going to Habib's used car sales, and he's got a dog out there protecting them, that one you're going to want to read the fine print on. But if you're going to a big car dealer, they're not hiding shit in the fine print, because they do their business on a volume, and if they start really fucking people over, their business on a volume goes away.
Have you ever watched the Apple South Park Apple thing, the Cinepad?
Yes.
That's what I thought of.
The end user agreement? No, nobody does.
What do you mean? You didn't read it? Who doesn't read it?
Nobody reads it.
Exactly.
Nobody reads it.
Only the people, even the people who write it don't read it. So.
No.
All right. So 50 Shades of Grey, worldwide phenomenon.
50 Shades of Pimpin' and Hoeing.
But noted virgin Lolo Jones has some thoughts about
She's a virgin?
Yes.
Like on purpose?
Yes.
Yep. She is a famous virgin.
I didn't know there's like still virgins around. Props to her.
She's sick and tired of all you heathens failing to understand what God created sex for.
Oh, never mind. Not props to her. Fuck that. Sorry. Spoke too soon.
She tweeted, funny how some people think there's nothing wrong with 50 Shades of Grey. God didn't create sex for that purpose. Watch another movie. And then she went on to say, some people medicate pain by being more and more physical to where if they are ever alone, they can't feel any peace.
God, She really needs to go get laid.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's funny how those people make those pronouncements because they have never had sex.
Like
once you had sex, then that changes a whole lot of shit.
Yeah, God didn't create sex for that purpose. Oh, poor child.
She'd be like Charlotte on Sex in the City. There was this episode where she brought a rabbit.
Hold on. I love it when Kareem quotes Sex in the City. Go on.
So there's an episode where she bought a rabbit. Mm-hmm. And then she kind of disappeared for a couple of weeks.
Mm. Oh, you mean the rabbit sex toy?
The rabbit
yes.
sex toy, yes. And she kind of disappeared for a couple of weeks. I'm like, where is she? He's like, I'm not feeling good today.
Oh, man. I'm kind of curious. Like, I mean, just reading that, if I was a dude, I'd be like, I wouldn't want to hook up with that either. Just because, like, she just wouldn't be fun. She'd be like, nope, just missionary. 5 minutes, that's it. And then we have a kid, and
You'd have to get married first, so there's that. But she wasn't the only one who came out with stuff to say.
And the other part of that, I wouldn't... When you marry somebody and is going to have sex with somebody like that at that late age, you're really rolling the dice. Because either they're going to really love sex, or they're going to hate sex, and you're never going to get any more.
Yeah, without it for so long.
Yeah.
So either it'll really rock her world, or she'll be like, meh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be your partner, though, too.
Yeah. And see, that's the part. It's,
yeah. Then
yeah,
I would feel bad. Like, if my partner was like, I'm not having sex till marriage, and then we have it, and then she's like, oh, this is not, it's like, whatever. And I'm be like, what the fuck did I do wrong?
Again, you do not drive the car off the lot and when you sign the papers until you test drive it.
But here's the thing. If people that want to be virgins and they want to, like, you know, more props to them. If they think, like, I have a friend that he's a virgin and he's a gay man, but and he's 27, 28 now. But his thing is, like, he wants to be in love first before having sex. Completely respect that decision. What? Yeah. I think it's great. I think that's a... I wish I waited, honestly. I think I wish I waited for someone I really loved. No.
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 I'm not even going to say that.
Well, I mean, I understand people that want it to be special, so... but he was like, I'm waiting for love, which I get. He used to be married, and I was like...
Hold on. He used to be married.
No, he said I'm waiting for marriage.
Right.
And then we laughed because at this point we didn't know how long it would take for gay marriage to be legal. And on top of that, what gay man do you know is going to be like down for that? Which I shouldn't have. That sounds mean. But then we talked to him and he was like, "You know what? I actually just want to be in love with the person first." And I have respect for him for that. That's an awesome thing.
Not really. But
well, hey, to each his own. But yeah, no, I'm not glad. I don't wish I waited.
Well, it wasn't just Lolo Jones. Russell Wilson, famous interception thrower in the Super Bowl, waited on 50 Shades of Grey as well. He tweeted, "Thanks for the early showing of hashtag 50 Shades of Grey late last night, hashtag Emerald City." And then he went to see the movie. And then he tweeted, "Saw a movie filled in the town I call home. Provocative / disturbing, no doubt, but does not make me less faithful. Have a blessed day."
Oh, he caught shit from religious people for going to see it.
Oh, is that what that was? I was like, the fuck does that even mean?
Have a blessed day.
Happy face. I love, because I'm sorry.
With
like,
a halo.
Yeah, if you're like a pretty big dude, football player, very hyper masculinized, and your tweet ends with an emoticon with a halo with a cheesy ass smile. That's just really funny.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't really fit. But I mean,
no, he's going to a divorce.
Is that why he threw that interception? Or
yes, that's why.
That's not why, but that's what it was. He's going through a divorce. Like, that's why. Look, that's why he's watched 50 Shades of Grey by himself.
Oh, man. Oh, dude.
Well, I found this article from 2009. I just realized it's not new, but I think it's great. A Texas lawmaker suggested that Asians adopt easier names.
I don't know what to say because people still fuck up Diana. And that's not an Asian name.
And the thing is, if you really know some Asian people, then you know that they do.
Yeah. Some people, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. They go with an Americanized name.
Like, how many fucking John Lees are there?
Way too many.
There's a ton of them.
I think I'm related to like
John
eight.
Lee.
Well, this woman said that it was during their House testimony on voter identification legislation, said that Asian descent voters should adopt names that are, quote, easier for Americans to deal with. That caused the Texas Democratic Party to demand an apology from Betty Brown, but a spokesperson for Brown said her comments were only an attempt to overcome problems with identifying Asian names for voting purposes.
The fuck?
Well, to be fair, Diana Hong is a pretty easy name. I can see it, I can read it, I can pronounce it. There's a lot of Asian names that are not that easy to pronounce.
In their day-to-day life, they usually go by those other names.
Well, yeah. And I think that the problem there is, like, they do that, but... And they address that. Here's what she said. Rather than everyone having to learn Chinese, I understand it's rather a difficult language. Do you think that it would behoove you and your citizens to adopt a name that we could deal with more readily here?
Well, that would be voter. They would consider it voter fraud if they went and try to vote under.
Right. Names in general, not all, like, even American names aren't that easy, too. So, I mean, I get what she's trying to say, but that's just her being American fucking lazy. This is why, like, her statements that she brought up is basically why people hate Americans.
It's Betty Brown. Betty Brown. That's easy to pronounce.
Yeah.
So is Kareem Daniels.
Bitchy Brown.
There's no problem with that. But yeah, it's it was an interesting thought. But hey, either way, it's Texas. What does it matter? Krispy Kreme has apologized, and you'll appreciate this, Kareem, after a store there in the United Kingdom advertised a promotion for customers called KKK Wednesday, which was going to be held, on what was the week before the big African American week in Black History Month? You called it something. I forget what it was.
Black History. It was Negro History Week.
That's the one. It was the Wednesday of Negro History Week. That they stated, "We do believe this was a completely unintentional oversight on part of our longtime franchise partners in the UK." see, the KKK was intended to stand for Krispy Kreme Club, all with K's. Except KKK kind of means, you know, the Klan.
Yeah.
So yeah. And they do have the Klan in England too, so it's not like it doesn't exist there.
And I don't know how Krispy Kreme, which is a southern, a southern franchise, would not know that.
Well, I think it's one of those things where a franchisee stepped out and went, "You know, it would be a great, you know, it would be a great idea. We're going to put an extra K on the end of it and call it the Krispy Kreme Club."
They're so fucking.
Well, it was just like the people that it was a advertising agency that were going to name themselves Strange Fruit.
Yes, I remember that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of that's romantic.
Yeah.
And, I'm so surprised they don't have that one like check and balance right before they make shit public.
It's like, "Oh, well, we thought it would be like, yeah, that means Negroes hanging from trees."
Oh God.
And they kind of disappeared after that.
Yeah, I haven't heard from them.
Obviously, they're not good at their job if they fucking can't screen it at that point.
Exactly. Like, how are you going to market something for me if you don't even know the origins of what you're using?
Dear Lord. Dear Lord. That's fucking idiots.
Hey, Kanye's busy. He's making a video game about his mom's journey through heaven.
I can't deal with this. Kanye's a fucking... I mean, he's a great, great businessman. He's like P. Diddy, but better. Or more. Let me change this. I think he's like, but better in the sense that like he knows what he's doing, but he's more negative. But Peter is like behind in the back. Like, I'm curious to see where Kanye, like, if he's gonna be with the same amount of years, if he's gonna be kind of a corporate mogul too, like kind of P. Diddy's. He doesn't make music anymore, really. But he's
does
he?
He makes music. Look, Kanye will be getting paid for the next.
No, not Kanye. P. Diddy.
Oh, no. Yeah, P. Diddy won't be. Yeah, no.
Yeah, he does.
He's done okay for himself.
Yeah, but he's like
He's done okay for himself, but P. Diddy is the reason why a lot of our music is fucked up right now. Because.
Please elaborate.
Because,
I want to hear this.
Because he's decided that okay, so you've heard of Ibiza, Spain, right?
Yes.
So that's where a lot of rich Europeans go to party.
Okay.
Ibiza.
Okay. I had to spell it in my head. Okay, yeah.
And so, but they listen to a different, it's kind of a techno groove music.
Yeah, that's like more European though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And so he went over there and then he came back and decided that that was what he was going to do. And then that's how we got a bunch of this shitty music that we've had the last 10 years was from him.
So it was him. I knew it was somebody because, like, I remember that shift, and I remember it was more European because a lot of people, like, a lot of the DJs now, like EDC, like, what, like, electronic, what's that called again?
EMF?
EDM.
EDM, yeah.
EMF.
Three of us, you guys get that.
It's unbelievable.
That we're like, now that's popular. That, before, like, raves, when I was in middle school, raves were like $10
right.
with the same artist.
Yeah.
And now they're like hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
That's where that came from. So he made that shift, and then a lot of other people made that shift after he made the shift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's how we ended up with Usher and Justin Bieber sounding exactly alike.
God, I miss old Usher, man.
Well,
and that's that, and Chris Brown going to that.
Yeah,
and
Chris
that's
Brown,
why
yeah.
his shit fell off because they went to that shit.
Yeah, they're just all trying to make money. I think. Well, Kanye, I feel like does not. I don't like his shit
not,
as much,
and not really understanding that European people like our music just the way it is.
Yeah,
you know,
they just want to be all hip and shit. Yeah. I liked this was the last album I liked of P. Diddy's. and it was like poppy. I don't think like a lot of things that I like, I'm not, I like it for like what it is. I don't like think it's like the greatest thing ever.
Right.
There's a lot like the older music, you can be like, this is a classic that's going to transcend through time. But like a lot of pop music is pop. It's fun. I love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be a teeny bopper forever. Like her music is just going to be like that. But I mean, this was fun. It was a good one. But because that song with Christina Aguilera, I really like too.
All right. Back to Kanye.
Okay. Did you see Kanye's acceptance speech for the BET Awards?
Oh no!
No, I didn't watch the BET Awards. Let me get through this really quickly because I want to talk about the video game real quick. Yeah, he's revealed his next game project that's going to allow players to guide his late mother to the highest gates of heaven. It's his latest game project because he's done a game design before. Back in 2009, he discussed the origin of his first beats. He described a game he'd been working on at the age of 12. That was like Mario Brothers, only with more penises and vaginas. He said, my game was very sexual. The main character was like a giant penis. It was like Mario Brothers, but the ghosts were like vaginas. Mind you, I'm 12 years old, and this is stuff 30-year-olds are programming. You'd have to draw in and program every little step. It literally took me all day to do a step, because the penis, you know, had little feet and eyes.
He's an idiot. That's what I'm saying. He's an idiot, but he knows how to make money off being an idiot. So I don't know how dumb this idiot actually is.
He's nowhere as dumb as...
No, he's giving off. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Wait. And he's actually... You have to listen to all the shit that he says and not keep getting sound bites.
No, I don't need to listen to all the shit
I don't
he
want
says.
To.
No, because no.
If you listen to the rest of what he says, most of the time, the shit makes perfect sense.
No, it's mostly nonsense.
No, it's not mostly nonsense.
It's mostly nonsense.
Like I said, if you listen to the whole thing.
I just don't
want to
give into it because I know what he's doing.
If you listen to the sound clips, then it does.
No, they're sound bites. Yeah, I get it. But I know what he's doing, and so I don't care anymore because I feel like he's a brilliant business person. I'll give him that, but I just don't care enough about him to give a fuck.
We'll just leave it at this. Kanye is not our thing. Our thing.
The fucking video game.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool?
All right, first up in cooler tool, Asian names, Diana.
They're fucking cool. Fuck you, Betty Brown. Whatever the fuck your name is.
Kareem. You got her name right. See, it's easy to
Bruce
remember.
Bruce Lee's fucking amazing.
Have you seen the billboards? I think it's for a sauce or a... Excuse me.
Oh, dear Lord.
I did that off mic. I think it's like this Asian food. It says Simply Awesome Asian. There's billboards around town for it. Asian names are fine. They're cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, Krispy Kreme. Kareem?
I'm going to say cool because I grew up on it.
Diana?
They're all right. I get the hype, but that fucking KKK thing was just stupid. So tool. You need to filter that better.
Yeah, well, I think Krispy Kreme is cool. I think the overzealous franchise owner, not cool at all. And by the way, the way they're coolest is when they're hot. When the hot light's on.
Exactly.
And finally in cooler tool, Kanye. Diana?
I'm going to go with tool. He's smart, but he's a tool.
Kareem?
After watching this speech on the BET Honors, I'm going to go with cool.
Okay, now I have to watch the damn speech.
Well, good luck with that. Kanye's a tool. It's a very successful, rich tool, but... A tool nonetheless. So that's going to do it for Cool or Tool for this time. Did you guys see Saturday Night Live at all this weekend?
No.
With Alabama Shakes and the chick from 50 Shades of Grey.
You said Alabama Shakes? Hell no.
What is an Alabama Shake?
It's a band.
It's a sucky band.
So descriptive.
You remember the song I played at the end of the Well Hung podcast that we just recorded?
Oh yeah,
that was Alabama.
Oh, why'd you fucking do that to my podcast?
You didn't seem to mind when it was playing.
I didn't. Well, listen.
I didn't. My ears were not working when you were playing it. I was fine with them. They're not my favorite band, but I was fine with them.
Oh, this is so funny. So funny.
All right, so Eddie Murphy did SNL 40. But he refused to do an impression of Bill Cosby. And I know this brought Kareem much joy. You were very excited that he refused to do the Bill Cosby impression.
Yeah, because he did the honorable thing.
Yeah, not really the honorable thing, but you know, we disagree on that.
No, he did the honorable thing.
No.
As a black man, he did the honorable thing.
All right.
I just want to I want a bag of popcorn right now and just listen to y'all go at it.
Well, here, anyway, Kenan Thompson ended up doing it.
He did, because he's bought and paid for it by them and he had no choice.
He had no
choice in the matter.
Oh, that was great. That was great. Where is my fucking popcorn?
He's not going to get a job anywhere else. He had no choice.
I was wondering. I've been thinking about this whole Bill Cosby thing, and it finally occurred to me where there's a disconnect here. And it's with primarily males, but African Americans and Bill Cosby. Because Bill Cosby comes out and says, young black people, pull up your pants and go to work and get a job. And everybody's like, fuck you, Bill Cosby. You don't know shit. You're a piece of shit. Shut up. Bill Cosby's out of touch. Fast forward, Bill Cosby is accused of drugging and raping somewhere in the neighborhood of 36 women. And everybody's like, listen, Bill's going through a hard time. You can't kick him when he's down. That was Eddie's reason. He's like, I don't want to kick him when he's down. It's like, what? So it's a far greater offense to say, young black men, pull up your pants, than it is to allegedly drug and rape 36 women.
No, that's not the case at all.
No, but that's exactly what it is. No.
That is a very white point of view of that.
No, well, that's exactly what's happening.
That's not it, though.
Okay, what is it then?
Because those are two different things.
But they're exactly about Bill Cosby and his expression and what he does. And if he...
They're not even in the same neighborhood.
They are completely in the same neighborhood. No, one's far worse. Drugging and raping women is far worse than telling people to pull up their pants. But when he did that, there was a huge outcry.
There were some people that said, okay, you don't talk about this shit normally, so why are you talking about it now? That wasn't his stick. So for him to go from who he was as a comedian to start, oh, all of a sudden lecturing people about their pants. They're like, you don't talk to us. You put money into college kids, but you don't do anything for the really poor kids that aren't necessarily going to go to college.
Okay.
So that was the reason why he got the kickback that he got from them, because he's like, okay, you don't come to our hood and deal with us on another level. So why would we listen to you? That was why he got the blowback that he got from there.
But other than Hannibal Buress, who said, hey, fuck you, Bill Cosby, about pulling up your pants, you're a rapist. Okay. I've not heard anybody else go. And it's this whole, it's the whole thing. Oh, Eddie Murphy did the honorable thing.
He did.
No. Yeah. It has nothing to do with being honorable. Eddie Murphy, because I saw it, most of the Eddie Murphy appearance was a big old speech about how great Eddie Murphy was, and that's fine. And he came out and said a couple of things, and then he left. He didn't do anything. Right. Whether it's because he was like,
and he wasn't, and he wasn't going to be their attack dog on Bill Cosby.
And you know,
okay,
what?
Wait.
Okay,
you should ask the question: why did they ask Eddie Murphy to do it? Why did they ask Kenan Thomas to do it? Why didn't they ask one of the white comedians to make fun of Bill Cosby?
Because they have black people who can do impressions of black people.
Oh, so wait. Jimmy Fallon does a great Bill Cosby impression. Matter of fact, they have Bill Cosby off when Bill Cosby's on the show. So why didn't they ask Jimmy Fallon to do Bill Cosby impression?
Well, why not have him do it in blackface then?
Huh?
Why not have him do it in blackface?
They didn't have to do it in blackface because he does a legitimately good Bill Cosby impression. So why didn't they have Jimmy Fallon do Bill Cosby?
Why didn't they have Jay Farrow do Bill Cosby?
That's a good question.
He's the impressionist.
And he probably said no.
And here's why I think they asked Eddie Murphy. Because they didn't have anything else.
No.
They asked Eddie
Murphy because they needed somebody of that level to attack Bill Cosby.
No, they didn't.
That's what they did. Yes.
Look, they tried to use past cast members and sketches. Eddie didn't do any sketches.
Right.
At all.
Yeah, because Eddie was probably like, fuck you, after they asked him to do Bill Cosby.
Either that or he just said, because he was very bitter about not being invited back to do SNL for quite a while.
Yeah.
I thought he didn't want to because they made fun of him.
Because, yeah, he did. He had an issue with David Spade.
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. There's a long thing about that. And Norm MacDonald tells a great story about that, too. But I don't think it had anything to do with being honorable with Bill Cosby.
Yeah, it did.
I just.
Well, like I said, that would be a very white take on that. But being a black man and understanding, especially a black man at that age, would never do it. And like you posted that Richard Pryor wouldn't have did it either.
I don't know. I think Richard Pryor
wouldn't have did it. No. Not even.
Well, we'll never know.
Richard,
he's dead.
Matter of fact, Richard Pryor would have cussed him out for asking him to do it. Richard Pryor would have said the same thing I did. He'd be like, why don't you get one of the white comedians to do it? That's what Richard Pryor would have said to him.
Well, I don't think we know what Richard Pryor would say.
I'm pretty sure.
Because Richard Pryor is dead now.
As much as I have researched Richard Pryor, I'm pretty sure Richard would have told him to go fuck yourself.
That's entirely possible.
That is probably, I'm saying it's probable to a 99% because he would have known what they were doing. Eddie knew what the fuck they were doing. They were using him or trying to use him to cast his burden on another brother. And he was like, fuck you, I'm not doing that.
And here's what I don't understand.
Because that's how the game is played.
No. Here's what I don't understand. The defending almost to a fighting standpoint, someone who is been accused by somewhere in the neighborhood of 36 women of drugging and raping them.
Because there is no proof that he did any of it.
There's 36 women who are saying that.
And look, so
that's what rape is oftentimes. It's two people.
Right.
And he said and she said, but when she adds up to, and there were more just today, there are more and more and more. Because
when did
this,
he have time to tell jokes?
Because this was his thing.
When did he have time to tell jokes?
Somebody actually brought up the point, why hasn't anybody asked Sidney Poitier about this? Because they were tight in that time period. And I said, that's a really good question. And my guess is either they did and he said, I'm not going to talk about that, which is a perfectly acceptable thing, because I'm pretty sure Sidney Poitier was not in the room with Bill when he was doing whatever he was allegedly doing.
Yeah. Maybe he did like Eddie was like, go fuck yourself.
That or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But pull up your pants is terrible, but allegedly raping 36 women is okay.
Not the same thing. It's not even in.
It's okay, though.
It's not even in the same category.
It's okay.
And like I said, they all know how the game is played. And that's exactly what they do. Just like I tell you every time, they always bring a black person out when some white person does up. They always bring a black person out to take their side. That's exactly what they were doing. Eddie knew what the fuck they were doing. He was like, yeah, fuck y'all. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah. Either way, I think the show is fine.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Eddie was like, fuck you. I'm not doing it.
I love how sure Kareem is of everything.
He was like, I'm not going to be your attack.
Diana, have you ever been as sure of anything as Kareem is of this in your life? Anything?
Yeah. I see where Kareem's coming from, and I see where you're coming from, which is why I'm just listening, because this is so entertaining. Of course he's confident, because he's kind of, as a comic and as someone who has done his research, because I feel like if you're a minority and you see this and you see where the game is played, and I hate to say it, sometimes games are played, especially in this kind of forum.
Sure.
So I see where he's coming from. But yeah, when Kareem makes his mind up about something, you he's not changing it.
Yeah. He will not be swayed by
logic. If it's not his logic, no.
And here's my thing. I'm willing to say that there's a chance that I might be mistaken. Kareem is never willing to say that. He's like,
I said it when was the other one. I said it when Beverly Johnson came out and said that he did it. When I read the article, I was like, oh, shit, he might have did it. And then I saw her interview, and then that took me back to the other side of that.
Well, that's not
necessarily the case.
Here's my rub on.
And when the other, what was the other thing? It was something I actually apologized for taking the wrong side on. So, yeah. So, no. Here's
my rub on. When the women started coming out on Bill Cosby, I'm like, that's weird that he would do it like once or twice. And that would be the end of it. And then when it's like, oh, it's not the end of it. It was his thing. Allegedly. So
Allegedly.
Yeah. Do we have to say allegedly? Could it be like a lawsuit or something? I mean, they're not going to take the time to do it. But
well,
if
at this
like,
point, there's...
Well, these women are accusing him of doing it. We can say women are that somewhere in the neighborhood of 36 women are accusing him of this. But did he? I can't say for a fact Bill Cosby did it. I mean, Hannibal Buress did. He said Bill Cosby is a rapist. He said that on stage.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that.
But Bill Cosby could sue him for slander.
Oh, see, okay, that was my question. If you don't, like, if he went on stage and said he's a rapist and, like, 5 minutes later, he just doesn't say anything 5 minutes later, like, allegedly, and then continues on, he technically can't be sued for slander, right?
No, he could.
Oh, really?
It would be, look, once you throw it out there, and it depends on how you throw it out there, it's you know, up to judge and jury at that point. And a lot of slander is how much damage was done, if any, to said person's reputation.
Got it. Okay.
And that's the question. Did Hannibal Buress damage Bill Cosby's reputation?
Yes. Allegedly. Sorry, did I say myself?
No, that's fine. So that's the question. But did he really, or was it the fact that after he said that, somewhere in the neighborhood of 36 women came out and said, yes, Bill Cosby raped me? I think that was more damaging than the first thing. That was just the door opening.
The thing we can learn, if you're famous, just don't have sex ever again unless you're married to that person.
Or don't drug and rape people.
That too, but I'm just saying, just to cover your ass, because you don't know if you're just allegedly being accused of shit. I'm just throwing the word allegedly out
That's
there
true.
For fun. Like,
yeah, like Kobe Bryant got allegedly accused of rape.
Yeah,
and
like
then they
Tiger
found,
Woods. Like
three sets of semen in her panties.
In the back door.
Yeah.
Everything about this is just funny.
Or the Duke lacrosse players who got accused of raping with the trial, and then you find out that the chick lied. And now she's accused of murdering somebody else.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She's a piece of work.
Been fucking up. Bitches be fucking up.
All right. So all right. Let's go to white people behaving badly. It's time for Florida Corner.
Oh, thank you, white
celebrity
people.
In South Florida accused of a bad rap. This is video of rapper turned reality TV host Vanilla Ice. He's arriving to get processed at the West Palm Beach jail. Now, police arrest tonight after they say he stole some household items from what he says he thought was an abandoned home. NBC6 reporter Laura Rodriguez is live from the Palm Beach County Jail now, where she spoke with Vanilla Ice just minutes after he bonded out. Laura, what'd he say?
That's right, Adam. Well, he was cool, calm, and collected as he walked out of jail. He arrived here at about 7 p.m. and bonded out just 2 hours later. It was a quick in and out of the Palm Beach County Jail for Vanilla Ice, and all a misunderstanding, according to the rapper-turned-TV host.
Right now, it's just out of proportion, and I wish you guys would focus on all the good things.
Robert Van Winkle is accused of burglarizing a Lantana home. Police say he is currently renovating a residence just steps away from the property where several items were stolen.
And listen, guys, it'll all get cleared up. You'll see.
The real estate broker for the property on North Atlantic Drive says this lawn furniture, a pool heater, and bicycles were missing when he came to check on the home 2 weeks ago. Police say they later found several items at a home under the care and control of Vanilla Ice.
Whoever it is, why would you jeopardize
the care and control of Vanilla Ice?
It's unclear if the crew for the Vanilla Ice project was filming an episode at this specific residence, but a truck with the logo was parked outside. A representative for the network that airs the show says DIY Network has been made aware of the situation and is currently looking into the matter.
Yeah, the house wasn't full of Picassos, so it isn't like there was a, you know, high dollar heist. Just it's the principle of having to secure the place.
Well, check out the new season of the Vanilla Ice Project.
Oh, dear Lord.
Well, you can see there he cracked.
Hey. No publicity is bad publicity.
I guess not. Fucking plugging it.
Plug it, yeah.
That shit.
So Vanilla Ice, also known as Robert Van Winkle, bonded out.
Robert, I don't know, like, how you could... That name, Robert Van Winkle.
Well, as a rapper, you're required to give yourself a cooler street name. I believe. I mean, how many rappers are going by their real name?
No one. No, but like Robert Van Winkle. That's just such a funny name to me.
By the way, did you see
Kendrick Lamar, Lupe Fiasco?
Did you see the nightly show with Larry Wilmore right after the Oscars when he found out Common's real name was Lonnie Lynn?
No, I didn't see that one.
He's like, I can't get over the fact that his name is Lonnie Lynn. Because at the Oscars, they did not give the Oscar to Common. They gave the Oscar to Lonnie Lynn.
Yeah.
So he was very much tickled by that.
Oh. How did he not know that?
You know, he just knew him as Common.
He must not have. He's Larry's not a fan.
Probably not. Yeah. What's really funny?
Because I think his they say it on the CDs. Like if you listen to any of his CDs, then you've heard the name.
Yeah,
matter of fact, he says it in a song.
I've watched him. Well, he was on the AMC show Hell on Wheels, and I watched that for like two seasons. And he hosts a reality show about building furniture called Framework. And when they send people home, his cold closeout line is, if you were, let's say Diana, you were being sent home, he'd go, Diana, you finished. Because they finish furniture, get it?
Oh, that's funny.
It is. Also in Florida, a nude Florida woman who cops say was on heavy drugs allegedly stopped traffic to masturbate in front of a couple's car, then climbed onto the hood. Amy Carter, who's 31.
Get it, girl.
She's 31, then allegedly stomped on the car and threw a cell phone at the vehicle behind it. Police reportedly found her at an intersection on the outskirts of Orlando at about 11:15 p.m., walking through the street with no clothes on. She appeared to be under the influence of a heavy unknown substance and in an altered mental state. That's according to the police report. Carter allegedly put up a fight and kicked her legs in the air when she was arrested. Like she just didn't care. But she was eventually handcuffed and hauled off to the hospital and charged with criminal mischief and exposing her sexual organs. They then transferred her to the Orange County Jail. She caused $1,500 in damages to the Lexus that she stomped on. So, it's a lot of damage.
Sometimes when people do things, I'm like, where did you think this was a good idea?
Yeah, well.
Like, at what point? I mean, I've done some stupid shit, and maybe some people are thinking about that, about some of the shit I do, but then I hear about this, I'm like, I feel better about myself knowing that I did not get to this point.
Here's what you don't do. Don't do drugs. Especially heavy drugs. Heavy drugs are bad.
Yeah, that's true.
So, all right. So, what is it we're doing here? So, you know, A-Rod wrote an apology letter apologizing to the Yankee fans. Well, on ESPN, noted mimic Frank Caliendo read the apology that A-Rod wrote, but he read it in Morgan Freeman's voice, and it was interesting.
I take full responsibility for the mistakes that led to my suspension for the 2014 season. I regret that my actions made the situation worse than it needed to be. To Major League Baseball, the Yankees, the Steinbrenner family, the Players Association, and you, the fan, I can only say I'm sorry. I accept the fact that many of you will not believe my apology or anything that I say at this point. I understand why, and that's on me. It was gracious of the Yankees to offer me the use of Yankee Stadium for this apology. But I decided the next time I'm in Yankee Stadium, I should be in pinstripes doing my job. I served the longest suspension in the history of the league for PED use. The commissioner has said the matter's over. The Players Association has said the same. The Yankees have said the next step is to play baseball. I'm ready to put this chapter behind me and play some ball. This game has been my single biggest passion since I was a teenager. When I go to spring training, I will do everything I can to be the best player and teammate possible. Earn a spot on the Yankees and help us win. Sincerely, Alan.
Everything sounds better when read in the Morgan Freeman voice.
It
almost sounded sincere.
What happened with him again? I couldn't really.
He was suspended for PED use, so steroids, performance enhancing drugs. Okay.
See, that's what I was wondering. I was like, I did not understand.
Yeah, it was.
I don't follow the sport at all.
Well, it was pretty much out there in the ether too. It wasn't just.
I think every time I see baseball or soccer, I just don't listen. It's like an asshole thing to do. But someone was talking to me about soccer, and I was like, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm really just not going to listen. And that's probably not how you should talk to someone you just talked to for the first time.
You really should. Hold on. I have to find this now. Please hold it. Well, please vamp for a moment.
I'm scared. I don't like when Nate does that, when he just like stops and is like, so BT dub.
Let's see. I'm fine. It was in. No, that's not the right one. That is not the right one.
Raindrops falling. Oh my!
You guys are very bad at.
I don't know. Well, he's chilling. I'm creeping on.
Kareem's updating Facebook.
Honestly, I'm creeping on this girl's Instagram, and she's really pretty. And I kind of want to friend her, but I don't know if I should do that. It's like, honestly, it's like most. If someone was to like look over my shoulder while I'm on Instagram, it's just like food porn, half naked ladies, and that's, and like sometimes my friends. Like it's mostly just like women and food and pets.
Diana had the same.
Like what else do you need in life?
Here we go. This is from Saturday
Night.
Sometimes
it's hard to make our voices heard. We're taught to be polite, to be quiet. But we must be brave. And say what we want to say.
Oh my God, Jackie, I haven't seen you in forever.
Michael, hey.
You should get together, get some coffee, and let me get your number.
Actually, no thank you. We're not friends, and we're never going to hang out, so I'm gonna not do this, and I'm gonna go away now. Say what you
want. And then she's dancing around triumphantly, hands in the air. To this song.
I relate to this so much, but I never have the balls to do this.
And then knock knock. Hey Rick, see you tonight?
Heck yeah.
Carrie, are you coming to my birthday party?
I'm not. And you'll probably never see me outside of work unless you come to my house. Say what
you want. I didn't tell somebody that today.
You did.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, to be fair, Diana, you did just say that. That's why I looked this up and played
it. I do that.
I just did the check and we're $4 short.
Did everyone put in enough?
Nathan didn't, because he's being cheap and he always does this.
I've wanted to do that before because I like watch people. I'm like, I know you didn't throw down enough. Like,
yeah. And then they cut out to them all dancing in the streets.
Hey, you want to split this cookie with me?
No, I want you to give me the whole thing.
Okay, I would cut a bitch if he did that. Don't be fucking with my cookies.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I swear that's what he looks like. I'm not even.
You know
I'm
what?
Not...
I'm going to stop you. I have known you for a very long time, and I still don't know your name.
Oh, it's Jessica.
Oh
yes, thank you.
Oh my God, that is one I need to do.
Wait, I'm sorry. I just completely forgot what it. What is it?
Jessica.
Jessica, right. When you were saying it, I wasn't even listening.
That's you.
That is me. That is me. Oh, dear Lord.
I mean, can you believe that Obama's intervening with ISIS?
Hey, better now than when they joined up with Boko Haram.
What do you think, Jackie?
I actually don't care about what you're talking about, and I never will.
Oh, my God. These last two. Is there more?
Oh, yeah. Sitting in the toilet.
Excuse me, I can't poop while you're in here, and I know you're just doing your hair, so I'm going to need you to get the
Oh, man. Oh.
I just had to tell somebody something like that when I was at work. She's like, oh, Green hates me. I was like, no, that would mean I would have to care.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so great. That's seriously like...
Show I really love Breaking Bad.
Oh, no spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
You waited too long. Walt dies.
That's so fucked up.
That was the best at the end. You waited too long. Walt dies.
Great parade, guys. Should we get brunch?
No!
That is probably the best SNL thing in at least 5 years. At least five.
That spoke
I would say since Sweaty Balls, That is the best SNL skit. It was a digital short from this past weekend.
That was so awesome. Thank you for... Yeah, that's basically what I do to people. Basically, I look at them and I'm just like... It also depends how drunk I am, too, because I will be like, I really just don't want to listen to you talk right now.
Right.
And I'm trying to not do that as much. Because I feel like it's mean.
Now all you're just gonna hear that song in your head.
Yeah,
all the
exactly.
Time. You should get it on your phone so you can hit it as soon as you say something nasty, and then you can just dance around.
That's
that.
What I'm gonna do.
There you
Watch
go.
Out, people! I got a soundtrack now.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, let's wrap this up with some small town news. It's time for some speak out. Crossings. Cost-saving measure for municipalities for school crossings. Hang baskets on each light pole, anchoring the crossing containing fluorescent flags to be carried and waved by the individuals crossing the street. Once across, the flags are placed in the basket on the other side for the next pedestrian. No.
Once again, speak out. I like speak out better than the old guy, but then you started rapping with that old guy. And I really like that. So now I have to pick my small town news, which one I favor.
Hey, what's the issue with schools in their early release days? Is the staff that busy after school they can't hold meetings after school hours? People are losing working hours for inconvenience. People pay taxes for a reason.
I hate people so much.
Hey, brickbats to all the folks who drove by my plow truck on Burnt Hill, Stony Hill Road on January 28th. I had a flat tire and my truck was clearly listing to the side. I stayed there from 5:30 till an old van with two gentlemen collecting scrap happened by at 10:30. My cell phone had died, and except for one car slowing down, they were the only ones to offer assistance. They drove me to Plattsburgh, and a tow truck from Integrity Towing picked me up, and we retrieved my truck. So people just ignore them. Hallelujah! Most of my neighbors on Couch Street have shoveled their sidewalks. Somebody is doing something to pressure irresponsible landlords. They certainly wouldn't do it on their own accord. Thanks to the building inspector's office. Keep it up! I believe that's the only shout-out ever to a building inspector's office. Ever.
So glad. So
while standing in line at the post office, I overheard two women talking about how young people today are lazy and don't want to work. As a parent with two college-age sons, I was offended. Both my boys have had paying jobs since 16. Before that, they did their chores around the house. Remember, most kids get their work ethic from their parents. Don't generalize.
Speak out. It's just so much.
The loss of OTB at Skyway Plaza also forced the loss of a great little restaurant. Truly unfortunate, the owner and the plaza owner couldn't come to terms to keep it there. It is greatly missed by many, as you were treated like family there. Not going to mention what it was. And finally, I was in Peru at Subway on Friday night, and the man before me paid for my sub. I couldn't help but smile because that made my day. I wanted to thank him, but he was gone before I could. So whoever it was, thank you. That was a random act of kindness, and I would now like to pay it forward to someone else. One random act of kindness can make someone feel happy and very special.
Aww.
Is that the random act of kindness? Right?
Yeah, I know. I was
out?
Like, that's like telling people to do that. I was like, okay. That's all it takes, you guys. Just tell people to be kind to one another. I can now... Yes. My life is so much better.
I'm trying to think who was... shucks. Which talk show host would say that be kind to one another?
Jerry Springer signs off with be good to yourselves and each other.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That is a Jerry Springer thing. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for coming in, hanging out, spending some time with us. We'll have another fresh news show for you on Friday. In the meantime, I leave you in the capable hands of Congos. Bye then.
Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight. I need to lose myself tonight. Whoa! Come with me now. Come on.
my head. I open my mouth and it's something I've read. I stood at the door before I'm told. But a part of me knows that I'm growing too old. Confuse what I thought with something I felt. Confuse what I feel with something that's real. I tried